USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture. A disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Meatpacker JBS was hit by a ransomware attack that took a big chunk of U.S. beef and pork processing offline, sending buyers scrambling for alternatives and raising pressure on meat supplies. JBS telling the Biden administration it was a victim of a ransomware attack that originated from a criminal group likely based in Russia. The Brazilian-based company says they will resume production at all of their plants on Thursday. The fallout continues over the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
A second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test on Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself has been suspended by Churchill Downs for 2 years for the failed test. He's also currently suspended by New York racing officials and has not been allowed to enter any horses at this weekend's Belmont Stakes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is sparking a new round of progressive fury with her defense this week of the legislative filibuster. Sinema, speaking to reporters alongside Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Arizona, is indicating that she hadn't shifted her position in opposition to changing the Senate's rules, arguing that it protects the democracy of our nation.
Well, as folks in Arizona know, I've long been a supporter of the filibuster because it is a tool that protects the democracy of our nation rather than allowing our country to ricochet wildly every 2 to 4 years back and forth between policies. The idea of the filibuster was created by those who came before us in the United States Senate to create comity and to encourage senators to find bipartisanship and work together. And while there are some who don't believe that bipartisanship is possible, I think that I'm a daily example that bipartisanship is possible. Not just this trip today and tomorrow that John and I are doing, but the work that John and I and many other of my colleagues in both parties do on a regular basis.
A 21-year-old NBA fan accused of throwing a water bottle at Nets guard Kyrie Irving at TD Garden Sunday night has faced a judge. Cole Buckley is charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and remains free on $500 bail. Buckley due back in court in early August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.